Up next, we have marketing director for Our Fair City, Ryan Bond.
All right, I guess I made the cut on this one. So we're talking about apocalypses, end of the world. I'm one of the few people in Our Fair City that actually has children. So that's part of the reason why I'm up here. And congrats on your second. When you're a parent, every day with a child can turn into an apocalypse. Everything can go horribly wrong. I had a photo shoot this morning that we were going to do for holiday cards. Yesterday, my three-year-old, while stepping off the sidewalk, smashed his face into the ground and bruised and scratched it up. This morning, the three-year-old accidentally scratched the six-year-old's eye, where he spent 5 hours in the hospital. We now have to rub ointment on his eye 4 times a day. So, but that's not the worst of it. You know, like, you know, you go back when you have kids, you get poopsplosions. You know, you're just out at the mall and the kid makes a face and it makes a sound and then out the diaper and out the everywhere it goes. And you just have to keep rolling with it. And that's kind of parenting. You just have to roll with it. And every day with a kid can turn into apocalypse. Whether it's my apocalypse or their apocalypse, because they can't hold their shit together worth anything. You know, they could go to throw something out and look in the garbage can and see a scribbly scrabble piece of paper that you threw out, which had no meaning to them whatsoever, suddenly mean everything. Yeah. So that's what you deal with. So my biggest kind of parental apocalypse, aside of all of these moments, was when, unfortunately, my father-in-law, his wife, passed away due to an onset of cancer, which came and took her life very quickly in 6 months. We went out to visit him in small-town Minnesota last January, February time frame, freezing cold, drove from here about 12 hours on icy roads to get out there, and he has been in the hospital with her for months and months and weeks taking care of her. Not taking care of himself. So we come up with this great idea of like, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of trick you to take care of yourself. You need a haircut. The funeral's coming up. You need to get an actual shave done. So we're going to say, the kids all need haircuts. So why don't we all go tomorrow and do that? And he thinks it's a great idea. So he's also been lonely in his bed and asks the five-year-old if he'll spend the night with him. Of course, you know, grandpa and the five-year-old have a loving, you know, cuddle snuggle through the night. We then, the next day, go off to the haircuttery place, and the 6 year, 5 year old sits down at that point, and the haircutter turns around and says, we can't cut his hair. He's got lice. So all of a sudden, my father-in-law, who's been dealing with one trauma, now has to realize I just slept in a bed all night with another child who has this. And then they look at my hair and my wife's hair and my other son's hair. Unfortunately, both kids have it. So now we have to go back to the house, and in the middle of being the house that we are hosting, of course, out-of-town people in, we had to deal with a delousing event while dealing with a funeral in the course of this, which, of course, for my father-in-law, no fault on his own, it was like, could anything else go more horribly wrong? My wife, I am now burying her, and I have lice. I can't believe you did this to me. We didn't know, you know, so we, every piece of furniture, the beds and everything, we eventually get the email, we notify the school, they do a quick scrub at there, and they find that like 23 kids are all infected during the course of this. So by the time we get back home, my wife and I have now been infected, so all four of us are infected. We get a private specialist to come to our home, delouse our home, do all our hair. I give up. I take most of mine off. And we were just on the edge of taking both my son and my other son's hair, taking it to the blade. But they had this Braveheart golden-haired locks at that point, and my wife still didn't want to do that. Thankfully, we recovered from that. The house was cleaned. The school recovered. They did bring in extra specialists to take care of that. All in all, it ended up being all right, as all things are. And with parenting, everything is an apocalypse every single day. So that's my story.